Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Tuesday, October the 8th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
As long as the citizens are not safely back at home, we shall keep fighting and together we shall win.
Israel carries out 120 strikes in an hour in southern Lebanon and urgent appeal for blood donors. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a murder investigation is underway after the body of a 22-year-old woman was found in South Belfast. Mary Ward was found dead by police officers at her home in Melrose Street on Tuesday, October the 1st. The PSNI says its investigation is at an early stage and it's working to establish the exact circumstances. Police believe Mary was last seen alive on Wednesday, September 25th. They're looking to speak to anyone who may have seen or been in contact with Mary on or around that date. She is the fourth woman to be killed in Northern Ireland in 6 weeks. All lump sum social welfare payments agreed in the budget will be paid before Christmas. Ministers will agree the schedule this morning. The first double social welfare payment will be made around Halloween, with the second in the first week of December. The first double child benefit payment will be on November 5th, with the second coming on December 3rd. Over the first 3 weeks of November, lump sums will be paid on the fuel and disability allowance, carer's support grant and living alone allowance. Well, Cabinet will be presented with the finance bill to give effect to the budget this morning. Its passage through the Oireachtas is being keenly watched to give an indication of the timing of the general election. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The Cabinet will approve the finance bill this morning and it's due for publication on Thursday. It is the bill that effectively gives power to the measures that were announced last week in the budget. So the budget, even though it's been announced, hasn't formally been approved, and it's one of the key milestones that will need to be approved before any election has been called. Simon Harris and Micheál Martin have made that very much clear. The passage of the bill is another question. At the moment, Jack Chambers has made himself available to the Oireachtas Committee in early November. If that is brought forward and if the budget is cleared through the Dáil and the various committees a bit quicker, then we know an election in November is on the cards.
Well, the electricity credits approved in the budget will be paid from November 1st. Cabinet will approve the legislation needed to give effect to the payments this morning. The first payment of €125 will be lodged to accounts from the start of next month. The second will be with consumers from the 1st of January. The Criminal Assets Bureau seized a record amount of money last year. Figures being presented to Cabinet this morning show €8.6 million generated as a result of criminal actions was taken back by the state in 2023. 188 individual searches across 22 counties were conducted as part of operations targeting the proceeds of crime. These operations were targeted at a range of offences including drug trafficking, fraud, theft, burglary, money laundering and human trafficking. The UN Secretary General has assured the Taoiseach the safety of Irish peacekeepers in southern Lebanon is of paramount importance. Simon Harris spoke to Antonio Guterres last night, who said the UN was constantly evaluating the situation and any necessary steps to ensure the safety of UN personnel would be taken in close cooperation with Ireland. Was speaking earlier through an interpreter on the first anniversary of the Hamas attack, Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not back down against Hamas or Hezbollah.
As long as we are being threatened by the enemy, we shall keep working, we shall keep fighting. As long as the hostages are still in Gaza, we shall keep fighting. We will not let go of any one of them. I shall not let go of any one of them. As long as the citizens are not safely back at home, we shall keep fighting and together we shall win.
Well, Israel says its jets have carried out 120 strikes in the space of an hour in southern Lebanon. The military says it was targeting Hezbollah positions and urged residents to stay off beaches along its Mediterranean coast. The junior transport ministers welcomed the introduction of security guards on Dublin bus as a positive and proactive step. Minister James Lawler says he's a regular commuter and understands the need to feel safe on public transport. He says antisocial behaviour on public transport is happening too often and is simply not acceptable.
Something that I commend them for doing. I think that we've seen, unfortunately, an increase in antisocial behaviour across many public transport routes in recent years. And we want people on the buses, on the trains, on the Lewises, and we need people to feel safe. And that includes the travelling public and also the drivers. So I just think this is a really important step.
A new bill will go before ministers this morning aimed at ensuring greater financial oversight at RTE. The reforms will bring the broadcaster under the remit of the Comptroller and Auditor General. An independent office which aims to ensure public money is used to good effect. Ryanair has called on the Minister for Transport and the Minister for Tourism to resign. The call comes as the aviation regulator confirms it plans to limit airline seat capacity at Dublin Airport to 25.2 million passengers next summer, around 1 million fewer than the same period this year. Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary claims the move is illegal and he'll be challenging it in the courts, adding that both ministers are failures.
It's time these Green ministers were booted out of office, or better still, resign in shame and in failure. And if they won't resign, let's boot them out at the next election. They've been useless for the last 5 years, and let's put in place transport and tourism ministers who actually will implement policies to grow transport and tourism on and off the island of Ireland, which is an island on the periphery of Europe.
Oasis have added two Australian dates to their reunion tour next year. The band have announced gigs in Melbourne and Sydney next October and November after selling out their UK, Ireland and North America shows. The tour was announced in August following a long-running feud between Liam and Noel Gallagher after their split in 2009. Sport now, and Evan Ferguson insists confidence remains high in the Republic of Ireland camp despite the nature of recent results. They've won just twice in their last 10 competitive outings, and both of those wins coming against Gibraltar. Ireland go to Helsinki next to play Finland in the Nations League. Cricket now, and Ireland beat South Africa in a one-day international for just the second time in their history last night after an 88 from captain Paul Sterling. Helped Ireland reach 284 for 9. South Africa were bowled out for just 215. Ireland won the match by 69 runs but lost the series 2-1. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.